el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ICER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, every one of my students in the SAPANDI program. Finally, we have arrived to the end of the text review. We know you have been working very hard in each week, but give it this last effort and practice as much as you can to be successful.
In this lesson, we're going to have a general review of the most important aspect of all the other weeks. Basically, we'll be dealing with some of the readings and emphasize the vocabulary and structures.
There is no doubt that human beings need to have a good physical and mental health. Therefore, sports are practiced to satisfy this need and also to have a recreational activity.
Sports are classified in different categories. Number one, according to whether it is practiced inside or outside. A, outdoor sports like soccer, baseball, softball, athletics, motorcraft, and other.
B, indoor sports such as basketball, ice skating, roller skating, gymnastics.
2, the other classification is related to whether the sport is practiced. 1, land sports, baseball, horseback riding, races, hockey.
B, water sports, swimming, boat races, snorkeling, or
C, air sport, skydiving, water polo, sky jumping, water ski, and others.
There is still one more category of sports, recreational sports. 2, extreme sports. 3, competitive sports. 4, amateur sports. And 5, professional sports.
Sometimes all these categories are combined when an individual decides to practice it.
Week 2 reinforces vocabulary and hobbies. These are activities people do for entertainment.
Yes, they are called leisure activities. Some examples of these are collection of objects, taking up dance, music classes, painting, playing games, and many others.
We also learn questions asking for leisure activities like, how do you spend your free time?
2, what volunteer work do you do?
3, what kind of sport do you practice?
4, do you participate in church activities?
5, what do you do in your free time?
Vocabulary related to sports such as outfielder, perform, fishing, etc. was reviewed.
Also, on hobbies like knit, rocks, sew, stickers, and more. Leisure activities, cards, teammate, perform, concord, were important words in week 2 content.
Week 3 has data about the types of music one may listen to, among which are classic,
religious,
popular,
and folk.
In pop music, there are different genres like rock and roll, swing, merengue, salsa, reggaeton, hip-hop, romantic, soul, and disco, and jazz music.
Musical instruments such as harp,
cymbals,
flute,
violin,
drums,
marimba,
French horn,
cello,
saxophone,
trombone, and bassone were some of the words studied in this week.
And let's not to forget terms like praised, which means recognized. 2. Spare and gutsy, which means unique and audacious.
3. Speakeasy. This term was used during the Prohibition era, and it means secret bar. To enter these bars, people should have a cue word. Otherwise, they were not allowed to enter.
4. Balladeer. Someone who sings ballads.
5. Week 3 was a charming content.
Let's recall important content in week 4. Topics such as usage of go, play, practice in talking about sports and leisure activities.
Oh, yes. Go is used with sports that end in ing. For example, go skiing, go bowling, go dancing.
On the other hand, one plays tennis, plays basketball, plays soccer, and others. We learn about the origins of the Olympic Games and the sports that participated in the different disciplines.
How interesting. We didn't know that before week 13 review.
Costa Rica's famous athletes some time ago, like Maria del Milagro Paris, Claudia Poll, and Rafael Angel Perez were mentioned.
Today we can talk about Neri Brenes, Carolyn Scott, both in sprinting.
Moitlan in judo, Hannah Gabriels and Tiquito Vasquez in boxing.
And Joel Campbell, together with Brian Ruiz and Alvaro Saoria, soccer players who are part of Costa Rica's famous athletes.
In week 5, the vocabulary was a little heavy because most of the time, we students do not really use them on a daily basis, like blender,
mixer,
electric frying pan,
iron,
stove,
oven,
cart,
pitcher,
washing machine,
and a lot more.
We discussed imperative sentences and we said that imperative sentences begin with the verb and end with a period. I recall the command imperative sentences, which give inescapable orders like in the sentences 1. Come to my office at 4:30.
2. Set the microwave time.
And I remember that when the word please is added to the imperative sentence, it becomes a request. For example, 1. Please turn the stove off, or please turn off the stove.
2. Iron my pants, please. Please iron my pants.
The information in week 6 dealt with naming the parts of the appliances and their classification based on where they are used.
Yes, there were appliances for liquids like coffee makers,
juice extractors,
blenders, for cleaning such as
vacuum cleaners and electric brushes,
or and mixing like fluid processors,
mixers,
and for clothing, like dryers,
washing machines,
irons, and so on.
We also went over expressions to ask about how appliances work. For example, 1. Can you tell me how to work this appliance? Yeah, sure.
Two.
Do you know how this appliance works? Of course.
How can I turn on or off this appliance?
It's easy. First, then.
Do I need to plug in or unplug this appliance?
In week 7, the topics were about finding information in a dictionary.
Yes, we spoke about bilingual dictionaries, which are written in two languages or more. The monolingual dictionaries, which have information only in one language. Atlases, brochures, bulletin boards, newspapers are also sources of information.
We also studied different double H questions like A. When is the party?
Next Monday.
B. How many lessons have you covered?
We've covered 15 lessons.
C. How long does the trip last?
It is 3 hours from here to Limon.
D. What book are you studying?
I'm studying Zapandi.
E. Who do you consult if you have doubts in English?
I ask my English tutor.
F. Why are you studying?
Because I want to have a better life for me and my family.
G. Where do you live?
I live in Liberia, Guanacaste.
Wow, we have covered so much, it's unbelievable. I remember that in week 7, we also learned to write letters. This was so useful, especially if you're looking for a job.
That's right. Because before this review, I wrote letters that were not adequate.
The review has been so enlightened that we saw the different parts of the computer.
Was it week 8 or 9? I don't remember.
It was week 8.
Vocabulary such as monitors, scanners, mouse pad, printer, keyboard, laptop, and others.
Another content that we covered in week 8 were phrases to state your opinion.
We learned expressions like...
1. I think that this review was very good.
2. I believe that we studied a lot.
3. In my opinion, this is a good way of studying.
4. I agree. The review helped the students.
5. I disagree with those students who didn't want to listen to the programs.
Another important theme in week 8 was the connectors.
These were so useful, especially when writing. Do you recall them?
Yes, yeah, sure. I remember the connectors. For instance, 1. And, which joins element of the same category. She cooked fish and rice. Both fish and rice are food.
2. But. She wants a house, but he wants a trip. Both are complete sentences stating opposite ideas.
3. They will buy a Toyota or a Mazda. Or is used when you have to choose between two elements.
Well, we have given you the last review of weeks 1 through 8. As you could see, there are other units to review. We expect students to conclude their reviews up to week 15 in the same way we have been doing on a weekly basis.
Thanks very much for being tuned, and we hope that each one of the programs prepared for you benefit your studying quest.
Goodbye, students, and once more, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.